It is time for Lauren Conlon and Red Carpet Rendezvous.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
On Wednesdays, we moved it to Wednesday. And, well, welcome to Wednesday. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, thank you. It's a little weird being here on Wednesday, but now I'm here every day doing the news. So I
right.
guess it all kind of runs together for me, you
well,
know?
Well, is that a, has LeBrosi given you that gig, or is it still
yes.
like a tryout term?
No, it's my gig,
Oh,
Sydney.
It's your gig?
Yeah.
By the way, you sound great.
Oh, thank you.
Really
you.
Do.
Thank you so much. And Bernie, I have to say, I mean, are you obsessed with me? I heard you call a guest my name on Monday.
He did.
No.
He,
like, are you obsessed,
with
me?
No. You had just, we had just
oh,
spoken.
He's stuttering.
We had just spoken. I came in and I didn't even know who we were interviewing. Some lady, some girl that he had just brought on last minute.
I feel like this is very wordy, which makes
me guilty. I'm sorry. It's a true story.
No, you're right about that.
You
it was 9:05 Monday.
Kelly Kravitz or somebody?
Who was it?
Kelly Kravitz or somebody?
Oh, Kimberly Kravitz.
Kimberly Kravitz. See, well, I don't even know.
Apparently, you had Lauren on the brain, so
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, Bernie.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to tell me.
Oh!
I'm good. I'm fine.
Guys.
Go ahead and think what you like. Everybody's thinking about Lauren, of course.
So what is the big story today? What is
Big story this week, and I hate recycling stories. I got pulled in the other day on Greg Kelly. He wanted to talk about this, but it's a big deal. The Sports Illustrated 3 covers that came out this week.
Yes.
So from a female perspective.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. There's Lena Bloom. She is the first transgender woman to be on a cover.
I'm not okay with that. It's gross.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm not shocked.
Right.
There is
I got the
Megan
balls to say it, though. A lot of the fans out there feel the same way. They wouldn't say it. I got the balls to say
no
it. Nobody wants to see
no
that.
No pun intended.
That's right. I got the balls. Very good. Yeah.
Oh,
but
that was, yeah. Okay. So Megan Thee Stallion, and then we have...
Naomi Osaka, right?
Yes, exactly. Naomi Osaka.
Osaka, right.
That's a mouthful. But so my whole thing here is Sports Illustrated, is it even a thing anymore? I mean,
yes.
do people even
yes.
care?
Yes, people do buy these swimsuit editions.
Are they just trying to be relevant? That's what I was wondering.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
It's an anachronism is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's outdated. The internet should have erased it a long time ago, like it did with many other magazines.
Well, I think it did, Bernie, for the most part. Like the weekly edition of Sports Illustrated doesn't sell. But I'm telling you that the swimsuit edition still sells in big numbers.
Okay.
Big numbers.
Right. I guess I believe that to an extent when they do things like this.
Yeah.
And I don't want to call it a stunt. It's not a stunt.
It is a stunt.
It is a stunt.
Well, I mean,
you know
when
you've got a transgender on the cover, that's not a stunt?
Can I say this? It's a cunning stunt.
Oh, see what
okay.
he did?
How about that?
Okay.
I like that.
Well, Greg wanted me to put this into the universe and do like a poll on Instagram about who likes the cover versus who doesn't like the cover, or covers, plural.
Yeah.
And 55% of people liked the cover and 45% didn't, which I actually thought was closer than I had imagined.
If they want to be courageous and mm-hmm. they really want a virtue signal, they should have put a real transgender athlete on the cover, like that 260-pound New Zealand Olympic athlete.
Why isn't she
transgender.
Real? Why isn't Lena Bloom real? She's a ballroom dancer, an actress, an activist. She's still a real transgender person.
She's not an athlete.
Put
a real transgender athlete on the cover, like this 260-pound weightlifter.
Okay.
And then we'll say, okay, you're courageous, Sports Illustrated.
I don't know. Megan Thee Stallion's not an athlete. No one's complaining about her.
Listen,
she's a rapper.
Can we just
right?
get back to the days of Kathy Ireland and Cheryl Tate?
Or as Greg Kelly said, bring back the super duper models.
Yeah.
Okay.
As he tweeted
I mean,
out.
You guys, you're just stuck. You're stuck in like the 1900s. I hate to like bring that term out,
yeah,
but I mean,
yeah.
you are.
No, listen,
you're stuck.
Oh, nothing's changed.
The 1900s.
Nothing's
you are.
Changed. It's not stuck. It's the same. Thing that have attracted
Matt Meany shaking his head.
The same thing that has attracted men to females and vice versa for thousands of years. None of that has changed.
Right.
None of it.
I understand.
So there's
no
reason to change it.
We do have a friend, Jim Norton, who likes
these
types of. He likes what they.
Chicks with
we
D's.
We used to call them chicks with D's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just uttered those three words.
I did.
That's 1900s.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
I was born in the 1900s.
That's
1900s. I admit that. I am a geriatric millennial, if you will. But let me ask you this. If you did not know that she was born a man, Lena Bloom, and you saw this cover, would you know that she was actually
no.
a man?
And one reason is because they have her positioned so that you can't see, you know, what the package
well, you don't. She might have gotten an operation. I tried to look it up. I couldn't figure
that's
it
what
out.
I'm saying.
I could not figure it out, so I don't actually know.
Right. We're going to know if there's six kamikaze shots on Saturday night about 3 o'clock
oh,
in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. And also, kamikaze shots? This is just, Sid doesn't party. No one drinks kamikaze
they
shots
don't.
Anymore.
No more
no. No. What are you talking
no
about?
No Jägermeister and Goldschlager mix?
No Jägermeister.
I used to love Jäger. They don't do that?
Peach schnapps?
No. Oh, my goodness. No,
oh,
no, no.
They don't drink Jaeger?
No, people drink Jaeger, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I would say people just do shots of whiskey or yeah, tequila. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you are so funny, Sid. You so don't go out.
I so don't go
you
out.
You so
it's
do
true.
Not go out. I yeah. try to get Sid to go out all the time with me.
Never
he
happened.
Never wants to go out with me.
No.
Literally,
In
never.
Fact, we had the cast party for Gravesend last week. I told you about this. Chris Mamondo sent me a nice picture.
Yeah.
And I said to Willie DeMeo, if you paid me $5,000, I wouldn't show up. Forget about just showing up to party with everybody. If I got an appearance fee, I still wouldn't show up.
By the way, back in the day, he was the exact opposite.
The exact opposite.
Oh, I believe
he would show up at anything, and he would pay to go.
Bernie is so right.
Forget getting paid. And then he wouldn't show up for work. The
right.
Oh, I feel like I missed out on this Sid. Where is he? Can we bring him back?
By the way, I was like that as well. I showed up.
No, but
things,
you showed up. You
but
showed
you
up.
Showed up and you stayed.
I stayed.
Until the sun came up.
Right.
And then missed the next day's work.
Wow, because I was holed up at some Howard Johnson's on 9th Avenue. You know, with a
Howard
half
Johnson.
A kilo.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about bed bugs.
Hojo.
That's some nasty-ish right there. Ew. But
God.
I do wish that I
even was holed up once. You know that nasty motel on the West Side Highway that's like right by when you make that right into Chelsea.
No, we
right
don't
there
know
12th
that
Avenue.
Motel.
You know that little motel?
I've been there a few times. on Gay Pride weekend.
Yep. What?
Are you?
But Bernie's right.
Look at her, she's shocked.
Those were the days.
I'm actually not shocked because I feel like I saw Sid at West Garden one time back in the day. Oh,
you may
just
have.
Kidding. I probably did.
I don't know what
is that
is,
place but... still around. Oh, you don't know West Garden?
No, where is that at?
Oh, it's over by your old office at Penn Station. It's a massage parlor.
No, I don't do that. No, that I don't do.
You know what you say.
I can go to Rick's Cafe down the block and go
it's
see
Rick's
my
Cabaret. Just letting you know,
that's fine.
It's Rick's Cabaret.
That's
they
right.
actually have good lunch special. We'll say that.
They
I used to work across the street.
There. Yeah.
Yep, but if you go
Lonnie's
to,
one of my Lonnie Hanover is a dear friend
good
of mine.
Meat, yeah.
Yeah,
good
meat,
whatever
steaks.
You guys. If you go to West Garden, you just say extra tip.
Extra
and then,
tip.
And then you get what you want.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. It's been another great report this morning.
If you say
it. This is a great report. That's
Isn't
how you
it?
Do it.
Well, you know what? You know what, Sid? I was also going to tell you guys, in all seriousness, Sex and the City, the reboot that's coming out.
Yes,
and
right.
just like that, the script, a portion of the script was actually leaked. So I'm going to tell you, no spoilers, and not sure the listeners totally care, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I care.
Big and Carrie are divorced.
Oh, they are divorced. Because he's not in it. He's not in it. And people
no,
are very upset.
No, he is. Apparently, he is in it.
No.
You know, if they want to make it a tinge realistic on the new Sex and the City, one of the girls should be pushed in front of a subway train.
That's not a bad idea.
You know what I mean?
That was like really, really grim.
No, I don't want them to get hurt.
Right.
But
weird.
Just to reflect the reality of the city today.
Well, maybe Cynthia Nixon. Maybe
I am.
Maybe Cynthia Nixon comes out and admits she really is gay. And Steve was just.
That's right.
These are all terrible ideas. I hope that the creators are listening.
By the way, it is fiction. Just take it easy.
That's right.
Take it easy.
No, but Noth is not in it. Chris,
nobody's going to get hurt.
No, he came out and said he might be.
No, he's not in it.
Well, he said he might be. But, okay. I would just say that for those of us who watch Sex and the City, we know Carrie and Big. They're never really over, right?
They're
always.
Never over.
Yeah.
Right,
so I'm kind of like, oh, cool.
Right.
They're divorced. They're going to get back together. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
I kind of liked it with Mikhail Baryshnikov. I like that.
I did like him,
they
too.
They broke up in Paris. It was a very nice thing. Anyway, you're great. Is he sponsored this report?
He looked
it's
good
not
tights,
sponsored right now, Sid.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Hey, listen. Who's on your red carpet rendezvous podcast?
So it comes out today. I have Shannon Dang from the CW show Kung Fu. She's amazing. She started off as a dancer for the NFL. In the NBA, and now she's an actress. So
nice.
We have a lot of fun.
Good for you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yes.
Excellent job.
Thank you so much. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Conlin_Lauren, or you can follow me on Instagram at Lauren_interviews.
All right. Folks, that's all Lauren Conlin. Check out her podcast every Wednesday, Red Carpet Rendezvous.